Blog Talk Radio.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hello, hello, hello to you all across the world. This is Coach Terry on Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, sponsored and produced by Kayla Padgett. I am so excited about today's message on Finding My Way Network. I have to tell you, you're listening to the radio show of Your Wealth is Your Wellness. And today we are going to be talking about the financial component of wellness and how we are balanced overall in our finances. You know, I coach a lot of people and they say, my funds are in transition, my money's not right, I'm broke as a joke, my money doesn't seem to be flowing like it should. And what I'm going to say to you is what I say to them, is that your money is flowing in a positive direction into where God wants you to place it as well as receive it. You know, many of us are really hungry for money, and the Bible verse actually says in Ephesians 5:10 is that whoever loves money never has enough. Whoever loves wealth is never satisfied with their income. This too is meaningless. Let me ask you, do you love money that much? We can't take it with us when we go to heaven. When I receive money, God knows my heart and He knows yours. And I'm a person, and I'm sure all of you across the world have some social type of motivation that you want to help others. For we all were put on this earth to empower people to be their best self and to lead them to Christ. That was the purpose on the earth. God gives us the opportunity to make choices the way that we want to make choices. And He may say, my child, you've made that choice. It's just going to take me a longer time to get you to the path that I wanted you to go. But I'm going to let you go on down this journey. because you have a lot to live for, you have a lot to learn, you have a lot to experience. Surely you will recognize in one day, someday on your journey, that it is me who is in control. So let me ask you, if you love money, you'll never, ever have enough of it. You'll never, ever be satisfied. So who loves wealth is also never satisfied with their income. So let me ask you, what are you doing with the income that you receive now? Is there some budget that you have planned or that you have laid out? Have you allocated money to your faith-based congregation and or environment? You know, people always talk about tithes and offerings. I'm not going to that church or faith-based institution because they pass the plate every other 15 to 30 minutes. And I'm exaggerating here as your coach, but you all get what I mean. And what I want to say to you is this, is that everybody has a need for something. And as long as you feel in your heart that God is telling you to give, then be obedient in that. You know, we're supposed to pay 10% of our earnings into tithes, and we're supposed to offer the extra for what we feel is needed in our church home or congregation. And people do have a lot of reservations around whether or not they should really give to the church because they're not exactly sure if the money really is going to be allocated to what has been shared. But you don't have to worry about that because you gave from your heart for that cause. God will take care of the rest. So let's talk a little bit about money and how we can be balanced in financial wellness. Now, if you've been listening to my radio show for the last few months, you know we've talked about the wellness wheel. We've talked about wellness, what it looks like, what it means to us, what it feels like. And I'm going to tell those of you who are new listening in this afternoon, this evening, this morning, is that your wellness is a balanced channeling of energy. You get to decide where you want to put your energy, whether it relates to your physical component of wellness, your emotional component of wellness, your relationships with others. We talked about that a couple of weeks ago, your spiritual component of wellness. Where are you spiritually? And then your mental component of wellness, followed by now our financial component of the wellness wheel. We all need to be balanced in all six factors in a perfect world. However, we need to also understand about building residual wealth, taking care of financial situations, and prepare for financial change. Now, those of you who are listening to me, you say, ooh, speak that. Say that one more time. Understand about building residual wealth and taking care of financial situations and prepare for financial change. Let me ask you, are you prepared for a financial emergency and or change? If you are a parent, or a caregiver, or for that matter, just living your life, and something traumatic goes out in your home, or you've got to book a flight to go see a sick family member, or maybe your car has to have some work done on it, and you have not budgeted for that rainy day, as my family would say. But, oh, but God, he's always right on time. He already knew that the financial change was going to take place. He has definitely guided you down the path for you to be prepared. But sometimes we miss opportunities that God gives us. And those opportunities are just passed on to someone else, or he holds on to those blessings for us until you come back around. It all comes back to what we talked about a few weeks ago, having that relationship with Christ. Are you talking to him? Do you spend time meditating and being still and waiting for him to tell you what to do? For he will bless you abundantly for every single thing that you need. And all of a sudden, an influx of income comes in to help you in your financial emergency or your financial change. It's all about being balanced in the wellness wheel with a relationship with Christ, emotionally, spiritually, mentally, physically. So when we talk about taking care of financial situations, are we doing that up front after we give from our heart? You know, those of us who don't belong to a financial institution and you consider yourself spiritual and you consider yourself a Christian and you consider yourself, you know, having a relationship with Christ, you know, what are you giving to help others help themselves? You know, some of us give clothing to others. Some of us may give food. Some of us go feed the homeless. Some of us volunteer at the church, so you're giving your time. Some of us are mentors. Some of us are coaches. Some of us are foster parents. Some of us are caregivers. We're giving our time. As long as you're doing this with a grateful and cheerful heart and mindset, God is going to bless you abundantly in so many ways for what it is he knows you need. And that's what I love about having a relationship with Christ, because your financial component of this wellness wheel will absolutely be in balance because he knows what you need. In Matthew 6:24, it says, "No one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other." You cannot serve both God and money. You absolutely cannot. So we must serve a God who wants to bless us abundantly for what we need. You know my favorite verse, Coach Terry's favorite verse, Jeremiah 29:11. He has those plans for you to prosper and be in good health, plans for you to have hope and a future. That's what I stand on. It doesn't matter. I already know an increase is coming. I already know that my money is flowing in the direction that God would have it to go. You know, I have my conversations with Christ, and I know many of you that are listening have those conversations as well. Whatever it is, God, that you want me to do, lead me in that direction. Continue to be a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So Matthew 6:24, I'll read it again. No one can serve two masters. Either he will hate one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You can't serve both God and money. You just can't. In Matthew 19:21-26, Jesus answered, "If you want to be perfect, go sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me." When the young man heard this, he went away sad because he had great wealth. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "I'll tell you the truth. It is hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven." Again, in verse 24, "I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished and asked, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "With man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible." Peter answered him, We have left everything to follow you, Father God. What then will there be for us? Jesus said to them, I tell you the truth, at the renewal of all things, when the Son of Man sits on his glorious throne, you will have followed me, will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or fathers, mother, children, or fields for my sake will have received 100 times as much and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and many who are last, yes, indeed, will be first. So what does that say? Follow me. That's what God is saying. Follow me. Follow my word. Obey thy law. I will bless you abundantly. Leave everything else behind. Don't allow anybody else to influence you. Don't be greedy. Don't become that rich man and not help or give to the poor or share your possessions or give your possessions. Be a cheerful giver. Give cheerfully and gratefully, for God will continue to bless you. So you ask me, Coach Terry, how can I be balanced financially? How can I build that residual wealth? If you are a faithful and cheerful giver, then God will give you that mindset to build financial wellness. Now let's talk about understanding about building residual wealth. Residual wealth or residual income is all about earning income while you're sleeping, or earning income while you're working your 9-to-5, if you have a 9-to-5. It's about helping others help themselves and you developing passive income. Some of you may have heard the word network marketing. Some of you may think that's a pyramid scheme or it is a scam. We all have our different mindsets and philosophies behind it. But whatever it is that you're doing, you have to make sure it's helping other people and just not it helping you selfishly. And God will bless you abundantly with the residual. So let's talk about it. As a wellness coach, I love being a part of a residual income that's connected to a home-based business. So I prayed about it. God put me in the path of home-based business as it relates to self-care and wellness. I became a health and wellness guru, studied to be a coach to help other people be well. And that came along with nutrition and skincare products and nutritious vitamins and minerals that people could take if they chose to purchase. But not only did I want you to purchase, I wanted you to invest in yourself. Invest in yourself to take care of yourself in addition to eating the right foods for you to live a healthy, long life. You know, in the Bible, it says that 110 to 120 years should be the lifespan of a man. But if we're taking care of ourselves, that can happen. So I was passionate about sharing that with people all over the world. And if they were to invest in being a part of this wellness path and opportunity and tell others, then they would get a percentage or they would get rewarded for sharing that with others. And as long as those people created that as a lifestyle, then you would receive a benefit for sharing the wellness journey with others. So some of you may say, oh my gosh, you're making a percentage of money off of someone else. Well, if you are in the workplace, think about it. They're making a percentage of profit from you. So the only difference is that with building residual income and being with the right company or right organization or right platform is that you're all on the same playing field and you're all on one level. But when you work in corporate America or you work in the workplace, there's always a CEO or a CFO or a director or a chief of some sort, and then you're considered the employee or the worker. You will always be given less monetarily than the chief. Whereas when you're building residual income, everybody has the same opportunity to be great. Some may run faster than others. Some may take a slower pace, but everybody benefits all the way around. And then you can make a decision to give the profit that you receive for telling so many people to take care of themselves through health and wellness to an organization or to a shelter. Maybe it's you wanted to start your own school so that you could help other kids get an education. Maybe some of you that are listening across the world want to pay for some kids to go to college and be able to create a scholarship fund. You can use that residual income to do that. But remember, you're giving a percentage to Christ for giving you the wisdom to even jump into a residual income opportunity. And so you'll continue to give to the poor and you'll continue to share your possessions, for that's where you will be financially well. I get so excited to talk about these things because God gives us a brain to think, God gives us a body to take action, and God gives us a heart to love. You just have to love. You got to love what you do, and you got to love the man upstairs who loves you so much. And so I'll say again before we end this very day that God has given us in Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, my child, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Now go, child. Go, he says. If you want financial peace, you need to be able to sell your possessions, give to the poor, and you'll have treasure in heaven. If you do that, that's having financial peace. I don't know where you all want to go that one day when he calls you home, but I want to go there to heaven, and I want to be there because I was able to follow the plans that he has for me because I asked that for that plan. So it's been a great opportunity to bless you all today. I hope that this message inspired someone to be great, inspired someone to go out and help somebody else, and inspired someone to get on their knees and be still and ask God to come and tell them, what is it, Lord? What is it that you'll have me do? And I'll tell you, whatever your financial situation is, it's just going to show up. It's going to show up because he knows what you need. So this is Coach Terry on Josie's Inspiration Network, produced by Kayla Padgett, Finding My Way Network and Radio. I'm so blessed to be a part of your journey and of your life. And I wish you all the best this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Be well. This is Coach Terry on your wellness, and your wealth is your wellness. Make it a great day.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.